All right, here with Coach Lee Burgess after a thrilling 78-73 overtime victory over Piedmont. Coach, down by 10 points at halftime, big second half, and then, of course, the overtime to pull out this win. Overall thoughts?
Overall, just really, really happy to win a game. We've really struggled the last few weeks, and so to get a win, and I think the heart of this team shows up when we've had the last few weeks like we've had. We're down 10 at half. We're down 10 or 11 with 2:45 or whatever it is to go. To stick with it, I mean, I just think the heart comes out, and really, really proud of the guys. Down by 10 at halftime, we had 15 turnovers in the first half, and I think that's the difference in the first half. And so we had 8 in the second half in overtime combined. And I think that's a big part of why we were able to come back over the hump. So really, really proud of our guys to stick with it the way they have. That was awesome to see.
The final 5 players on the floor who played the majority of the overtime in that stretch run in the second half, Damari Hopper, Cannon Lamb, Levi Lamb, Noah Lee, and Joshua Wilson, making all sorts of big plays, not just, getting the key buckets, but forcing turnovers, offensive rebounds, just clutch play after clutch play from that group of 5.
It really was. And I think that Piedmont's shooting numbers in the first half and second half were pretty similar. We can be better at half court defensively, but we were able to get some stops in the second in the overtime period. I mean, I think there were one of 9 in the overtime period, and some of that was them missing some decent looks. But the breaks tend to go to the harder playing team. Piedmont played hard. I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but my guys played really hard and fought for those breaks. When it comes down to the last couple minutes, making plays in the full court pressure to send the game to overtime, we were able to do that. And then in overtime with, the 1 second on the shot clock and Noah getting the ball to the rim and us coming up with that offensive rebound was huge as well. So, made the plays we needed to win. Just thrilled for our guys to experience that in the locker room after a tough couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Levi Lamb, 24 points. He's been doing it all season, but really came up big tonight when it mattered most and game was on the line. We've talked about him before, but please talk a little more on Levi.
He's just a clutch player, made a huge 3 at the end of regulation to cut it even closer, and then obviously made the layup, with 1.5 seconds left to send it to overtime. Levi's a guy. He's got that clutch part about him, and we really don't even have to call plays for him. His teammates find him. He finds the ball, and then he figures out a way to go make that play. And so, it's a huge luxury as a coach to not feel like you have to manufacture those kind of things for him. That when the moment comes up, he's going to find the moment. He's going to step up, and that's a great luxury to have as a coach.
Now, Coach, back on the road this week, USA South play continues. I'm sure the team will enjoy this one tonight. But what's the key as far as keeping this momentum going for USA South play?
It's two prep days for a very tough road trip. You could argue that this is the toughest road trip in the USA South when you pair Covenant with Maryville back to back on the road. Those are two really, really good teams. Covenant, I don't know if they've played tonight or not, but they're undefeated in league play. And then Maryville is the perennial kingpin of the league. So we're gonna enjoy it tonight, and then we'll get back to work tomorrow and start preparing. I just want our guys to see what we did well today, not just from an X's and O's standpoint, but just from an attention to detail, a fixing things in stream in the game, just those kind of things that we were successful at tonight, carry that confidence forward, and we'll just put our best foot on the floor and see what happens.
Great. Congratulations, Coach.
Great. Thanks, Phil.